This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is January 18th, 2014. Rapid reaction to the conference championships. Mr. MOB starting it off with me. For everybody who don't know, I'm sure everybody knows by now because this will probably air on Monday. It's Seattle versus New England in the Super Bowl. Two familiar faces, or at least Seattle's becoming familiar. Let's talk about how we got there. So let's start off with the first game. Well, let's start off with the New England game because it really isn't much to say. New England took apart Indianapolis, which is what we talked about previous week podcast, even though they didn't get released because of some technical difficulties. But I think we all predicted New England would dismantle the Colts, which is what happened. So real, give some quick thoughts on that game, Mr. MOB.
Yeah, it was pretty much the same. Anybody who knows football watcher, NFL watcher, Patriots watcher, Bill Belichick will come out and exploit you for what you have and what you let thereof. So everybody was Andrew Luck, how you beat Peyton Manning, but Peyton Manning not joined at the hill with a super coach who is a super football mind and dismantling it. Readjusting and, you know what I'm saying, fixing his problems. So, there's no big secret to what happened. We, like you said, we said that in the previous podcast, that New England was going to win and they were going to win big. So, that wasn't a secret.
Let me ask you this. The first conversation that came after this was, is Tom Brady the best quarterback ever? But why isn't anybody asking, is Bill Belichick the best coach ever?
I'm saying that's a question that it got to be brought up with Tom Brady because this, if he go to the Super Bowl, well, he don't win now. This would be his what?
Sixth time.
So you got to mention him. I don't care what, but can he be the greatest when you got the greatest coach? In football, that's a big step when you got the greatest coach. You done had some of the greatest defensive teams. You done had some of the greatest assistants who have went on to be great coaches. So it's just a slippery slope. No, I don't think Tom Brady the greatest quarterback ever. I think it's Peyton Manning or Brett Favre.
I say Peyton Manning. I agree. I think Peyton Manning is the best quarterback ever.
Can you say Bill Belichick is the greatest coach?
I won't say he's the greatest coach. I'll say this. Whenever you talk about dynasties, it's always a quarterback-coach combination. Whether you go with San Francisco with Walsh and Montana, whether you go with Belichick and Brady, whether you go with Jimmy Johnson and Troy Aikman. Whenever you talk about dynasties, you're talking about most times a coach quarterback combination. And even though this podcast didn't get aired, that's what we talked about last week when we talked about Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady. Tom Brady always got Bill Belichick at OK Corral with him, and Peyton Manning going in there naked for the most part. So,
yeah, he's going in there good blazing. Whatever he got, he's going with it. But like you said, like me, you said a while back in a podcast, Tom Brady always got that big brother. It's two of them. It ain't never going to be a one-on-one fight. You always got Bill Belichick. So, yeah, he always going in the fight ready. No. But Belichick going to have him ready. Belichick going to have the whole team ready. But I would give Belichick a bigger nod at being the greatest coach before I will Tom Brady the greatest quarterback. Because even though other coaches who you would mention in dynasty and mention in how great they are, Hall of Famers, whatnot. So to my point, if you go to Bill Belichick's teams, Super Bowl wins and losses and whatnot, Tom Brady will hands down be pretty much the only Hall of Famer, except for Randy Moss. They lost that on offense. But on defense, you got a few may sneak in there. But I'm just saying, these other teams that are considered dynasties, they got some sure-in Hall of Famers that half of the guys are already in there anyway. So, I would say Belichick would get a bigger. He would get more respect from me as being the greatest coach before I would say Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback.
I agree with that. So, let's go on and go from that game to. Well, actually, no, let's do this. Before we go to that game, New England has pretty much had a stronghold on the AFC. Who's the next in line? Because Andrew Luck them should be next, but it still seems like that Brady them have a good year or two of doing what they do before anybody can reasonably take them out. Who do you see as the threats to the Patriots going forward for the next 2 years? Realistic threats, because I don't think Andrew Luck them are a realistic threat.
I think Andrew Luck got a few more holes and some more growing up to do before you say they're going to take the reins. So, I don't think them, but I can always say, like, I don't know what them are going to be because they already, like, right there. And then Baltimore still, like, right there with them, too. So,
if it's a good becoming team, I would have to say somebody probably like.
It don't have to be up and coming, just somebody who realistically can beat the Patriots next year.
Well, I think the Baltimore Ravens can. Mm-hmm. The year that they haven't win, that's the team who can beat them. So, who don't really beat them on a consistent basis. So, I say the Ravens still, you know, they got young five ballers that receive. And they got defense, they got young guys. You know, I still think some of them got another year or two. So I think Baltimore's still strong. But if I had to say a young team, I would say somebody like the Houston Texans. It depends on how sturdy they can become at the quarterback position. Everything else they got, they pretty much okay with. I feel like the Texans. Or even Cincinnati going to be good, too, but, you know what I'm saying? Cincinnati got a strong D. They got a receiver. They got a quarterback.
Andy Dalton, the reason that, and Andy Dalton and Marvin Lewis, that marriage is made in hell. That's the reason they don't go. I just want to wrap up that point. I see Baltimore as really the only threat to them, who are old enough in key positions, but young enough in certain positions. Plus, they draft well. They're a well-managed organization. You know, Ray Rice's situation aside, Baltimore is probably the best-ran organization besides the Patriots, at least in the AFC. And Pittsburgh is good, but it still seems like Baltimore is a little better than Pittsburgh, to me.
I would go with that.
All right, so that game was the blowout game. The most interesting game was the first game. It was Green Bay at Seattle. Just to recap, Green Bay stormed out. Seattle showed the heart of a champion and stayed close, and they wind up winning in the game. Russell Wilson looked like pure shit. So, what did you see in the game?
Just sticking with it. Just fighting, man. Like you said, you have to be done, been down and been through some things to keep your head and to keep fighting in those situations. When you're down 16-0, going in the half, you know what I'm saying? Russell Wilson been throwing picks after picks. He over, they don't tell how many. He got 3-4 picks. You know, it just looked at over. It just looked at over. But for them to go in and come out like that, that like when Rudy Tom Jonathan said, "Don't deny the heart of a champion." He like, man, we on a mission, man.
Now
they defend. Gonna be more dominating, but at the end of the day, it's been like that all year. In the second half, they've been dominating their opponents. They've been outscoring them. So It didn't look like Green Bay was going to be that opponent to let them come back and win. But that defense stiffened up and they pulled it off.
So we saw the game two completely different ways then. Because Green Bay gave that game away. Seattle were getting their ass handed to them. And true enough, they stuck with it. They didn't give up. But if you're Green Bay, you got to leave there feeling like shit. And I ain't even talking about just the boy who missed the onside kick. I'm talking about Mike McCarthy. Because the game started, and I was on the phone with Calhoun, texting with Calhoun. When they started kicking those two field goals, somebody tweeted, actually the sports guy Bill Simmons tweeted, those were good calls if it was 1983. You go for those on fourth and one on the inch yard line. And the second one, you can't just keep kicking baby field goals in the championship game. Yeah, you could do that on a regular Sunday, but not a Sunday where everything matters. So if I had to break down a pie chart of who gets the blame in the loss, 70% of that would go to Mike McCarthy and his coaching staff.
Like you said, those were very smart calls in other situations, but not like you said, where this game determines the Super Bowl. It's all or nothing. Shit is go for it and we don't get it. They got to go 99.5 yards to get down to the other end to score a touchdown. So,
well, let me just ask you this, because like, when does that strategy ever work? Like, we've seen enough football now. The Madden generation is grown. Well, when does kicking a field goal actually work in those situations? Unless it's 3 seconds left and that field goal actually determines the game.
It never ends up determining the game. It never ends up winning the big one, and it always ends up losing the big one. So, it don't work. I guess it feel like any points matter, but like you said, it was tweeted by Bill Simmons, not in 2015, maybe in 1984. Not now. That ain't that. No, it's too much talent. It's too many gritsy play calls. No, you go for it. Especially the second time around.
Is that because it happened back to back? And you got to look at the game, and I think that this is a problem with coaches. They look at the forest. They can't see the forest for the trees. So you're in the game saying, hey, we need every point. We need every point. We need every point. But overall, you can't keep kicking field goals. You got to think, as bad as Seattle played, they were only down 6-0 when Russell Wilson had 3 interceptions already. So think about it. 1 touchdown, Seattle's back in the lead. How do you – and that's what coaching costs you the game, because – it doesn't cost you the game right then. But as you see now, Seattle, as bad as Seattle were playing, they were down 19-14. And all you could think is, if they score a touchdown, they're going to win. And what do they do? Go score a touchdown. Even though credit Aaron Rodgers done for coming back and kicking the field goal, it just seemed like that game wasn't over. And part of the reason, because of the wussy coaching of Green Bay and Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, like you said, that what determines a good coach and a great coach call. To jump forward to this game that just went off the Patriots and the Colts game, it was a fourth down, and New England was up big, and they went for it. And Belichick, they got it, because it's like, what's the use of kicking a field goal? Whether I miss or hit it. You know what I'm saying? Just let's get going for this little 1 yard. Some coaches just going to grab their nuts and be like, hey, I'm balls deep. I'm going all for the gusto here. Some coaches, like you said, they be so afraid of losing, they don't be trying hard enough to win.
Yeah.
So you're taking them little points instead of going for the big six, you know what I'm saying? So it's crazy sometimes, but that's how it goes in coaching. You don't have enough coaches willing to just try, man. Hey, come on. Like you said, the first time, yeah, you're going to take them 3. Anybody would. I would.
I wouldn't. The first one, I was like, they should go for it. Like, that's a gift horse in the mouth. You got to go for the gusto. If you, like you made the point, if you don't get it, what's lost? You lost 3 points. 3 points isn't going to decide the game against the Super Bowl champions like that. Like, what can you do? Because that was in the first 4 minutes of the game.
And see, that's the whole reason why
I say I would go forward because it was that early. I'm gonna be like, if man, they call them, yeah, I would just be like, they're going to get these points. Might as well. Now, no, not late in the game, but right then.
Okay, so you take the points. The same situation happened 5 minutes later.
Then I go for it, because guess what? I still got the first point. I'm still in the lead. And if I don't get it, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, either they score and I'm down four, or they go down and they don't, and I'm still up three. So the second time around, yeah, I got it. I got to try.
And they kicked again. They could have went for it again. I thought that Mike McCarthy lost this game for Green Bay. I don't know how you saw it, but I saw him losing the game.
I'm saying, like you said, he lost the game because he didn't play bold enough. But see, everybody on live, 86, whatever dude name him, everybody on the Sports Tomorrow, that's why this is a daily podcast, it keeps it real. Tomorrow, on Sports Center and everything else tonight, they're going to ride 86 out of town. Oh, he could have did this, he could have did this, but in hindsight, it goes to the point you're making. Mike McCarthy didn't play bold enough, so getting those limited points, they lost.
What's the takeaway from Seattle, from this game?
I don't know. I was going to say, like, Russell Wilson is not as crunch and big game as you think he is, but I still feel like he's still young. I don't think it's nothing to take away. I think it's more of a game to them. Like, if we get down in the Super Bowl, we're not out. We're just going to keep fighting for each other. I think it's more of a momentum booster than anything. Like,
so you think the legend of Russell Wilson grows, not shrinks because of this?
Yeah, it grows because he won. If he loses, then he gives everybody that, like coming to America. Taste the soup and like, I can't, there's no spoon. If he lose, then everybody be, I told you, he not all this, he not this, he not that. It's the defense, it's Marshawn Lynch. But for him to come out and make some good throws in the second half, make a good drive toward the end, if it don't shrink. If it don't grow, it stay where it is. But it don't shrink. Nah, it don't shrink. I don't think so. You just can't. You can't hit him because the fact remains he is a 3-year quarterback playing in his second Super Bowl.
And I think that shrink. I think that hits on to the point that I want to make. I think Seattle is the definition of a balanced team. Not really great on any. They don't have one great person that wows you. Maybe Marshawn Lynch, but they're kind of even in every aspect. So they're B plus on, they're B on offense, a B on defense, a B on special teams. And you know, they probably more than a B on defense. But all that to say that their ceiling is an A, which is probably defense. Their floor is probably offense, which is a B minus. And when you're not really, really bad at any one particular thing, then you can beat a lot of teams if you just stay with it. So, like today, Green Bay lost the game because of McCarthy's coaching, but Seattle stayed in the game because of their defense, because of their play calling. The things that make them great, they don't panic. Pete Carroll trusts his team. It seems like they trust the man next to them. And when you have that dynamic, you can do a lot of things against teams, especially teams that are mediocre, that aren't well coached. Teams that don't have that same dynamic, and it goes back to John Fox, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Russell Wilson, and Pete Carroll are becoming that same kind of dynamic too. Because I don't think Russell Wilson's anything special. I think he's average to above average with a great system around him that Pete Carroll has built around him.
Yeah, and as it looks right now, only quarterbacks I can pretty much say he's patterning his career after right now would be like Ben Roethlisberger and Eli Manning. You know, they both won early. They won two times.
But they never was considered as the best quarterbacks in the game. You know what I'm saying? They always were considered they pretty good. It is. And they both had good defenses around them, just like Seattle. But they never, even to this point, they've been in the league a while. Nobody still considered Eli one of the best, Ben one of the best. And I think that's going to be the same thing that follows Russell Wilson, called. You don't never put up the big numbers. Just like Roethlisberger, you win the Super Bowl, but you only throw for 2,900 yards that year. He says, I don't think he's going to never, not now, anyway, I don't think he's going to have the big 4,500 yard seasons and throwing for 30, 45 touchdowns. No, I don't think right now, Russell Wilson, I don't see that, but at the end of the day, he's still winning, and he's still coach, the leader of the team, so I think his career does start out just like this. You got to taste the victory early. You're going to go to your second Super Bowl. Whether you win or lose, you're going to be a three-year starter who done went to two Super Bowls, won one, lost one. So his rap sheet going to look good, but I don't think nobody will just be like, oh, Russell Wilson the best in the league. No, he still won't be that, but you don't have to respect what he done.
All right, so this is going to wrap up this podcast. We're going to get out of here on this. It's Sunday. The game just ended, maybe an hour ago?
No, not even
that. I want you to give me some real quick thoughts on the Super Bowl. I want you to give me three things. Who scores first? Who wins the Super Bowl? And who's the Super Bowl MVP? Tell me what player scores first, what team wins the Super Bowl, and what player gets the Super Bowl MVP?
Wow, that's a good one. What team scores first? I put it out there. It depends on who gets the ball.
What player score first?
Marshawn Lynch or either Darius Blunt.
You got to give me one. You can't say both.
Marshawn Lynch.
All right. What team wins the Super Bowl?
Seattle.
Who's Super Bowl MVP?
Somebody off their defense.
All right. I'll let you get away with that one. All right. Thank you guys for listening. This has been DigitalDarren.com. We got a lot of good stuff coming up.
We're going to get another Super Bowl in with everybody. You know, it's just me. You just did a quick one right after the game.
Your rapid reaction to what we saw. We just wanted to get this on tape real quick. Again, thank you guys for listening. Some Super Bowl podcasts coming up. One podcast going to be probably where we rank the bets and some of the superlatives of the game. Then another podcast probably going to be we do the boxing matchup, the head-to-head, and we're going to determine who wins a la boxing style. We're going to go to the card and the judges and see who's going to win the Super Bowl. So, again, check for all that. This is DigitalDarren.com. Catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Email us at digitaldarron@gmail.com if you want to be on, if you got some topics you want to talk about. And make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.